Hello.
Hi there. I was looking to speak with Don or Lisa.
This is Lisa. Who's this?
Oh, hi Lisa. How are you? My name is Casey Ryback, and I'm calling from the Resort in Brazil. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Thank you for asking. It's always a great day here.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it is. I'm calling to confirm your reservation with us. You're going to be here for 8 days, 7 nights starting next weekend. Is that right?
Yes, it is, and I can't wait to rest and relax and vacation. Ugh.
Well, you've come to the right place, that's for sure. While I've got you on the phone, though, I realize that we don't have your insurance number on file, so can I get that from you?
Insurance? What do you mean?
Well, all guests must provide insurance. It was in the email that we sent you.
No, I never got that email, but for what?
Oh, well, we need the number for your kidnapping insurance policy.
I'm sorry, what?
Your kidnapping insurance policy? Pretty sure you probably have gotten yours already since you're coming soon.
What do you mean kidnapping? There's kidnapping going on down there?
Well, yeah, a little bit, but
What?
nothing to worry about. Well,
I don't even know what to say right now. How many kidnappings have there been?
last week was a more of a high week for us, but there was three, but it's usually around one or
What are
two.
you talking about? You had three kidnappings in your country last week?
Oh no, not the country, our resort.
What?
Yeah, our resort had three kidnappings. But like I said, that was high.
Why is this information not posted on your website?
You know, I suppose you're right. We could post it on our website, but legally we don't have to. So it's not too big of a deal.
It's a big deal if you just had three.
It is shocking, but you know, honestly, two of those were in the parking lot, so not even on the grounds of our resort, really. One happened right here in the lobby.
In
Whoa.
your lobby?
It was crazy.
You didn't try to stop them?
Well, I'll have you know, I did have some words for those guys. I called them, I said, "You guys are jerks,
Oh my gosh,
and
I'm.
you shouldn't do that." And then I got on the phone with the police. You know, they try to figure it out. But I let them know that I was not happy with it, and they are not welcome back in our resort ever again. I told them.
What is wrong with you?
And that was one of the things I said to them. Yeah, I said, "What is wrong with you jerks? Don't come back here again."
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, we do our part.
This is not really happening. I'm supposed to be flying there next week.
I didn't want to alarm you. That wasn't why I called today. I just wanted to get your information because it's better to be prepared than tied up in the back of somebody's trunk, right?
That's
Sorry.
not funny. That's not funny.
Well, you know, I realize that that joke seems like it's in bad taste, but you know, we did get most of them back, and the ones that we did get back, we gave them some free complimentary cocktails, and we've joked about it ourselves.
Cocktails for being
Oh,
kidnapped?
well, yeah, that's what the insurance is for. That handles all that kind of
I
stuff.
want to cancel my reservation.
Can I add complimentary breakfasts to your reservation?
No, you idiot. I don't want complimentary breakfast. I don't want cocktails. And I don't want to be kidnapped.
Okay, well, how about phone tapped? Can I offer you a phone tap instead?
What people are phone tapping? What is
Oh,
that?
well, it's a prank phone call because this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the morning doing a phone tap on you. Your friend Sasha set you up.
Are you kidding me right now? Is this really a joke?
Yes, it's really a joke. She said that you're going on your honeymoon to South America soon and wanted to freak you out. Well, if you are going to kill her, make sure you do it at our resort because, again, the rules are a little different here. So don't worry, I don't think you're going to be kidnapped on your honeymoon, okay?
Oh, thank God.